This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He reiterated that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. And he also reiterated his expectation that President Putin take action, even if it is not directed by the Russian government, and if it is because of criminal actors in his own country.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. In a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved a draft resolution to keep humanitarian aid flowing for another year from Turkey to millions of people in northwestern Syria. In a rare twist, the U.S. and Russia came together to put forward the compromise resolution, which reauthorizes the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing point for another 6 months. It had been due to expire on Saturday. Linda Thomas Greenfield is the U.S. UN ambassador.
Thanks to this resolution, millions of Syrians can breathe a sigh of relief tonight, knowing that vital humanitarian aid will continue to flow into Idlib through the Bab al-Hawa border crossing.
More than 3.4 million people live in the area outside Syrian government control, serviced by the 1,000 aid trucks that cross through Bab al-Hawa each month. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is